There have been times in our lives that something quite significant has happened. Perhaps it was something someone said or did, which had a great impact on our lives. Or maybe we had a sudden realization about ourselves, which changed our lives forever. As a people of faith, we know that every moment of Jesus' life was significant, and that he changed the lives of everyone he encountered. We hear in sacred scripture Jesus' relationship with God the Father, the Holy Spirit, Blessed Mother, and Joseph, his disciples, and others. We hear the miracle accounts, the spiritual and physical healing of the afflicted, and we hear in Jesus' teachings and actions what the kingdom of God is. In today's gospel account, St. John tells us of a significant moment in Jesus' life, a sudden realization that not only changes Jesus' life, but all of humanity's past, present, and future. We find Jesus and his disciples in Jerusalem shortly after Jesus' triumphal entrance on Palm Sunday. Some Greek Gentiles had witnessed the event, and they approached Philip, one of the few apostles who actually spoke Greek, and said, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." At first glance, this seems not to be anything extraordinary or significant by this request. Some Gentiles wanted to see Jesus, didn't everyone? But this was different. Jesus knows he has come to save more than the Jews. He has come for everyone, Jew and Gentile. Now that the Gentiles desire to see him, he recognizes that the time has come for him to die, like a seed planted in the ground, so that new life can begin. What these visitors were asking was more than just having a glance of Jesus, chatting it up with him, or adding the encounter to some type of bucket list wish. The definition of the word see in the original text can be expressed as a desire to perceive Jesus, to become acquainted with him, to have a deeper experience of him, and to know him more intimately. In other words, they wanted to become Jesus' disciples. So it must have come as a surprise to the apostles that instead of just saying, "Okay, show them in," Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And Jesus proceeds to give a long explanation of his hour, his coming suffering and sacrifice on the cross, and what this means for the salvation of humanity and the defeat of evil. At first glance, this seems like a denial, but Jesus' last statement shows that actually he is granting their request. "And when I am lifted up from the earth," Jesus explains, "I will draw everyone to myself." During his public ministry, Jesus had made it clear that one condition for being his follower was bearing the cross. "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross every day and follow me." To be a Catholic is to be where Jesus is, for he tells us, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be." Where is Jesus? Jesus is always pouring out his life for others on the cross, giving himself for the good of others through self-forgetful love. This is the lesson of the Gospels and of the Eucharist, the extension throughout history of Jesus' self-sacrifice on Calvary. And so too, that is where we should be, giving our lives for God and our neighbors. One of Jesus' greatest commandments was to love others as he has loved us. He taught this lesson by his sacrifice on the cross and with his words during the Last Supper. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. Jesus allows himself to be crucified because he wants everyone to find him, to perceive him, to become acquainted with him, to have a deeper experience of him, and to know him more intimately. The crucifixion exposes Jesus' heart for all to see, a heart blazing with so much love that it is willing to die for our sake, to suffer unspeakable pain and humiliation in order to reopen the gates of heaven. Jesus' suffering and sacrifice on the cross was the fulfillment of his earthly ministry, and the grace that flows from his heart continues to draw all to himself. As Jesus' disciples, we have been drawn to him, and we have been called to have the same type of self-sacrifice and commitment to bear our crosses and those of others with humility, patience, and hope in accordance with God's will. We hold in our hearts the comfort and assurance that Jesus is there to help us carry our crosses. So too should we be there to carry the crosses of our fellow sisters and brothers, and in doing so, we can help others see Jesus through our actions. Friends, our baptism was the most significant moment in our lives. And when we embrace God's transformative grace, attend Mass, participate in the sacraments, and follow the teachings of Jesus' Holy Church, we will always experience moments that will change our lives forever. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to let go of? What are those things that we need to do to see Jesus?